Shut up and sit down.
This is the Uncensored Voice. No bullshit, just real shit.
Discussing things that will stir the pot. Only here on the Uncensored Voice.
With your host, Ricky Midnight.
Hey guys, this is Ricky Midnight with the Uncensored Voice. I'm going to set a few things straight for you here. A little while back, and most everybody's familiar with it, right? Joe Biden had put out a mandate that says employers have to require their employees to become vaccinated. And that's for employers with, I believe it was 100 or more. He said that employers have to require their employees to become vaccinated. If not, they're going to get up to a $14,000 fine, right? So employers got scared and they're saying, hey, we're going to make you get vaccinated. And if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to fire you. And a lot of people have gotten fired. Healthcare workers. I happen to know one. I made a podcast recently speaking to that healthcare worker who got fired because she didn't want to get the shot. That's for her own reasons, and I concur with her. I believe in her reasons. I believe in them 100%. But that's another issue. The issue at hand that I'm talking about today is he cannot legally force anybody to get the shot. And that's the problem, because that's not only un-American, which it definitely is, but it's actually against the Constitution. He does not have the right to force you to take the shot. Now, he can't even force your employer to make you take the shot. Now, your employers can fire you for whatever reason they want. It's an at-will. Well, Texas is an at-will state. I don't know what kind of state you live in, but in Texas, they don't need a reason to fire you as long as it's not protected by federal law, such as your sexual orientation, or because you're fat, or, you know, because you have a disease, diabetes, alcoholism, something like that. There are certain things that are protected by federal law, but this is obviously not protected by federal law. This is nothing. So for Joe Biden to make the illegal decision that your employers have to fire you, it's not really Joe Biden who's saying this. It's your employers who are saying this. Joe Biden basically put a mandate out, or he said he put a mandate out, that you have to fire your employees if they do not take the shot or prove that they've had their tests recently, every 2 weeks or some crap like that. Well, employers took that as this is law. We must do this or we're going to be punished by him, by Biden, and by Biden's cronies. They're going to punish us. Well, that is simply not the case. He can't punish you. Now, he does control federal troops. He does control federal buildings. Anything that's federal, like the Border Patrol, anything that's federal, anybody who's in the military or contractors who are working for the military, he can control that. So he can say, well, you're in the military, you have to take it, or you're going to be discharged from the military dishonorably or whatever it is. He can do that, but he can't do that to private businesses. A private business can tell him to go to hell. But the problem is a lot of private businesses are too scared because there's a whole lot of things that Biden does control. For example, Biden does control the Department of Health. So since he does control the Department of Health and Human Services, he can require hospitals to meet that requirement that he wants, you know, to make the shot, or he could withhold, you know, federal fund. Hey, if you want, you know, this kind of federal assistance in this way or whatnot, he can withhold it, which is pretty much screwed up that he would do something like that, but he can. And this is the reason why hospitals and nursing homes and other entities that receive federal money are required to take the vaccine, because they don't want him to withhold federal monies from them, right? But pretty much everybody else doesn't have to follow that requirement. They don't have to follow that requirement. They just have to tell them to go to hell. We don't want your federal funds, right? But employers are scared, so they're firing qualified nurses and qualified doctors. They're firing a lot of people who are qualified for that job, who have earned that right to get the pay that that job is providing for their family, but because they're so scared of Biden and his bullshit, they're actually going to fire them. How many times do you drive down the road? Doesn't matter what state you live in the United States. How many times do you see a now hiring sign, or a bonus if you just let us interview you sign. How many times do you see these things? You see this all the time. I see it all the time. I see it at the gas stations. I see it at the welding shop. I see it at frame builders. I mean, I see it everywhere I go. Now hiring, sign-on bonus, or, you know, interview bonus. I'm seeing all of this crap all the time. Wendy's, Taco Bell, Circle K, Kmart. Everybody's hiring. You know, local restaurants are hiring. Everyone is hiring, and most people have sign-on bonuses. They don't have sign-on bonuses, they're giving you way above minimum wage, way more than a millennial deserves. They don't have experience in the workforce. They don't have a good attitude. They don't say thank you. They don't converse with the customer. They don't count the change back to you. They don't do pretty much anything that would earn that money, but they're still offering them $12, $13, $14, $15, $20 an hour just to get on. Most restaurants nowadays that I go by do not have the lobby open. Look at the McDonald's. I don't know if it's nationwide, but I know all the McDonald's here in San Antonio, the lobbies are not even open. They're not open simply because they don't have enough employees to staff the place. And they don't have enough employees, and I'm going to tell you what the main problem is. Not Biden and not your fear. Your fear is a problem. Your fear of COVID, your fear of being punished by Biden's ball. I mean, that's a problem, right? But that's not the main problem. Tell you what the main problem is. Mommies and daddies letting their children live there at home well past working age. 18, 19, 20. We're not talking 16 years old. You're letting your children live there rent-free. That means they don't have to have a job to pay the rent. And not having the guts to just say, get out. Go out there and get a job. Become part of the workforce. So because you're allowing your children to not become part of the workforce, you are actually creating inflation. So I have to pay more money at the pump. I have to pay more money for groceries, a steak, or shrimp, or ground beef, or tomato sauce, whatever it is at the grocery store. I have to pay more money for it. You have to pay more money for it. You have to pay more money at the gas pump. Not just because Biden decided we're not going to pump oil. We're not going to do the pipeline. We'd rather buy it from other people so I can make money on that. Not just because Biden said that, but because of inflation. They have to pay more money to have those 18-wheelers ship food to the grocery store. They have to pay more money to have employees at that grocery store. So they have to pass the non-savings on to the customer, the consumer. That would be you and me. So because you, not me, because I don't have kids at home, but because you are keeping your children at home living in the basement or living in another room, not paying rent, not becoming part of the workforce, you are creating the inflation. I want to let you know right now, kick your children out. Make them work for a living. Make them become part of the workforce. Because if you don't, it's just going to continue to get worse. You don't see it, but you're now hearing it. You're now hearing it from Ricky Midnight at the Uncensored Voice. Your kids are creating artificial inflation via you. That's right, you. You kick them out and make them work, and you're going to see this inflation come to a halt. But because you don't want to make your children work and become part of the workforce, now we are where we are. Let me give you an example of the kind of crap that employers are having to do just to get your kids to get a job, because you're making them be the way they are. You are coddling your little children. Hey, come live at home with mommy and daddy. Well, this is a problem. Texas Roadhouse and Bubba's 33. I don't know what Bubba's 33 is. Maybe that's just the sports bar. I know what it is. Bubba's. Texas Roadhouse and Bubba's are offering tuition reimbursement to employees. Up to $5,250 in annual tuition reimbursement. And that's because they are desperate for employees. They need wait staff. They need people to work in the kitchen. They need the guy or the girl who hands you the menu and walks you to your table and seats you. This is what they're doing because they need people so darn bad. So kick your children out. Make them work. It's called tough love, guys. Make them work and become part of the workforce. Because I guarantee you, Most people who kick their children out make them work. They're going to work to have an apartment, to have a car, to have a girlfriend. They're not going to want to live underneath a bridge. So use a little tough love. Tell them to get out. Give them a deadline. Say, hey, look, you have to the end of the month. You have to the end of the year. And we only have another couple of months in a year, right? Two and a half months. Say, hey, look, you have to the end of the year to find a job, to get out and support yourself. You can't live here, you 30-year-old kid. You can't live here anymore. This is what needs to happen, and it's going to halt this inflation. Because this inflation is killing all of us. So unless you're part of the one percenters, which are the people who can't afford this, you need to kick your children out. You need to learn a little bit of tough love. There's plenty of parenting handbooks out there, and don't listen to the crap that says coddle your children until they're in their 50s. Make them get out there. Read a good handbook that tells you how to raise your children right, with values, work ethics. Raise your children right, people. Now let's talk a little bit about COVID. Austin, Texas. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Monday to prohibit any entity, including private business, from enforcing a COVID-19 vaccine mandate on workers, and called on state lawmakers to pass a similar ban into law. The Biden's administration's mandate that employers with over 100 or more workers require coronavirus vaccines or institute weekly virus testing has moved one step closer to enforcement. On Tuesday, the Occupation Safety and Health Administration finalized the initial draft of the emergency order and sent it to the White House for review, according to the Department of Labor. The agency has 90 days to review the rule or send it back to OSHA for revisions. So this is Ricky Midnight, proudly unpoisoned, saying stay safe, my friends. God bless America and God bless Texas.
Thanks for listening to The Uncensored Voice.
Make sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And remember, on The Uncensored Voice, we tell it like it is.
So be safe, my friends, and may God bless America.